Aircheckdownloads.com.
Proving that there's nothing new in this world. That was number 15 in 1978. Same song is now in the charts by Big Fun, a sort of Stock Aitken and Waterman version of it. But that's the original, or one of the originals. Michael Jackson did it too, or the Jacksons did it too. Well, that is Mick Jackson's Blame It on the Boogie. Southwest 103, Free Stephen, West Dorset and South Somerset. Monday morning music to set you going. Hopefully waking you up, starting your day off the right kind of way. We're going to be hearing at 20 past 8 this morning about historical dance workshops. Actually, they're being held at the Exeter and Devon Arts Centre in Gandy Street, Exeter, but they're being organised by a chap who lives in Fenerton, and his name is Tony Reader. He's going to be playing his hurdy-gurdy and telling us about historical dance, and that's coming up at 20 past 8 if you're interested, perhaps, in taking that up. Also, of course, following up our own local news stories and our next news roundup coming up at 8 o'clock here on Southwest 103. But now, I'm just going to repeat the competition question, because we've got Frank and Mary and Wayne with right answers, and I'm amazed that more people haven't recognised where we're talking about from this description. Only three of them in there this morning. This is the kind of competition as well where you can just phone up and prove what a smarty pants you are. You know, even if you don't particularly want to win the prize, just phone up and be smug. That's it, really, so that everybody knows that you knew. So I'll describe the place again. Somewhere within the Southwest 103 listening area, and if you think you know where it is, pick up the phone, 0392 411 666, and we'll chuck you in the hat with all due ceremony. And this is the place. On Christmas Eve 1819, the Duke and Duchess of Kent arrived in this particular place with their infant daughter, the Princess Victoria, to seek seclusion from the Duke's creditors. They were suffering from what he described as gilded poverty, and where better to retreat than this quiet seaside hamlet, as it was then. Naught but a hamlet, a bit bigger now. The Kents stayed at Woolbrook Cottage, which is now known as the Royal something. The Duke died here in 1820. If I say completely what it's called, I think it really gives it away. The Duke died here in 1820 and the family returned to London. They never revisited this town, but in 1866, Victoria presented a stained glass window to the parish church in memory of her father. Although the town has grown considerably since those days, it's retained much of its Regency style, as well as a pleasant air of tranquil gentility. The mile-long esplanade is backed by a row of balconied Georgian houses with ironwork railings and sparkling brass doorknobs. Beach House is here, which is a perfect example of seafront architecture of this period. Which town are we talking about in the Southwest 103 listening area? 0392 411 666. Get yourself in that hat. Just coming up to 13 minutes to 8.
Teva's Double Glazing Company of Bridport is rather unique.
Aircheckdownloads.com.